Hey there, just a heads up, this podcast is for grown-ups only. We're talking about adult stuff, think spicy language, mature themes, and topics your grandma might raise an eyebrow at. So if you're under 18, come back when you're older. For everyone else, enjoy the ride.
Welcome to Hacking Love, deepening commitment through open relationships. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Anna. We created this podcast to explore the transformative power of ethical non-monogamy and how it can deepen connections in modern relationships.
We've been through it all, divorce, heartbreak, and figuring out what real commitment looks like. Now we're here to share our journey and the lessons we've learned along the way.
Whether you're experienced in open relationships or just curious, we want this to be a space where we can dive into real conversation about everything from swinging to polyamory.
We'll talk candidly about jealousy, desire, emotional growth, and radical honesty. Basically, everything that comes up when you step outside the conventional rules of love.
And if you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you could take a moment to leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to. It really helps us reach more people.
Absolutely. And we'd also love to hear from you. Our contact info is in the show notes, so feel free to reach out with your thoughts and questions. We'll definitely get back to you.
So let's dive in. It's time to hack love and discover what truly authentic connections look like.
Okay, before we get started, we wanted to put a shout out in to our biggest fans because we could see the number of downloads in our little app here. And so big props to Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Woohoo!
Brooklyn, New York. Aurora, if you're out there. Baton Rouge.
Hello, Baton Rouge.
You guys are regular listeners of ours and we love you for it. So
thank you. Reach out to us.
Reach out to us. Leave a review. That'd be great.
We're
brand new at this, and we don't even know how to promote this thing. So
we don't.
You're our listeners. We love you.
What's our email? ANNAAIDEN @gmx.com.
We'd love to hear your opinions on the things we've talked about, what you like, what you don't like, all that stuff. So, this is just all great for us, and happy to know somebody out there cares. Y'all send us a note.
Yay!
Love to hear from you.
But we have international people, too.
We do. Indonesia, for
Indonesia?
Some reason. So let's look.
Wasn't there somebody in Eastern Europe or Australia?
Yeah, we've been all over the world. Denpasar, Indonesia.
Wow.
Stockholm.
Hey, Stockholm.
Union. I guess that's Pennsylvania. Toronto, Canada.
Oh, my gosh.
Philadelphia. Houston.
Woohoo!
San Antonio. Alexandria. Portland. Los Angeles. North Kula, Indonesia. We're big in Indonesia.
Wow, Indonesia. We're killing it in Indonesia.
Love to hear the opinions of people who live in Indonesia.
I know.
So send us a note. We love you guys. Keep them coming.
Okay, you start. What were you saying?
So, we're having another conversation. We decided we need to record this because it's really good stuff. And I was just telling Anna that the one thing I really like, the thing I'm learning to really like about the lifestyle is that I know that she craves freedom and independence and autonomy. And just for her own self-worth.
I think what was happening is you had opened up the Field app, which we both have on our phones, but it's just my account that we both have access to. And so it was every time I get feeling jealous or insecure, I turn on single male.
Yeah, so like she'll get an ick feeling and then she'll go back home and turn on the single male and then she'll get flooded with dudes on Field.
And I do absolutely nothing with it. I respond to no one. I just see it and then I'm like, okay, I can turn it off now.
What is it that makes you want to turn it off now?
Well, sometimes you turn it off.
That's true. That's like, I can't stop the onslaught of profiles that are hitting you up.
But then, I don't know if I feel like maybe it's probably because we talk and then I feel better. Like when we're dealing with the hot girl thing, like I feel like she's single and more of a threat because she's not paired up. So I was like, I guess I don't want to make rules around what you can and can't do. So I was like, so how do I deal with this? So
turn on single dudes.
I was like, if you're going to date single women, then I'm going to need to date single men too, because then it makes it equal. Because I was feeling more envy than jealousy in a way, but maybe it was just both flat out. And so I was like, but it did make me feel better to turn on single males. I was like, all right, even have experiences with single women, then I can potentially have experiences with single men.
Although
I have no interest in doing that.
And for the record, there was no experience with a single woman. You were just feeling there could be at some point, someday. There was no...
But there's been making out at different parties.
A little bit, but so were you.
Yeah, but not with single men.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's a different vibe because they interact very differently at parties.
They don't have to worry about their partner.
They don't have to check in with a partner. They're not thinking about anything else but just themselves. And they're literally available. So their interest in the lifestyle could be to be finding a partner. including you, and for
I think they're partner into life files, just have fun with people who are open-minded. Okay. But that's who knows what's in their heads.
But when you're feeling insecure, you're thinking this person is trying to poach my partner, and I know you've felt like that in the past.
I have.
It's not a weird thing to think. And anyway, you had gotten on Field, and from a month ago when I had turned on single males, you were just going through all the different guys, and you know what I like and don't like, so you were just getting rid of most of them.
Yeah, I can do that for you now. Yeah, and I genuinely want you to find a guy that you're into, so I'm just like, okay, these guys I know that you wouldn't like, and I leave the ones I think you might like. And
for the record, I'm not really looking for single men. It just literally was an exercise in making me feel better about myself, because I have neither the time nor the inclination to pursue any of that. So
well, nothing frees the mind like options, right? And that's what you were doing. You're like, okay, there might be options, and that's just the exercise you were going through.
I could if I wanted to. If he went down a road with this single woman, then I could also do that.
Yeah.
And that made me feel better. Because I really don't like making rules around you. I much prefer deciding maybe what I will do instead. I don't want to tell you what you can and can't do. I want to decide for myself what I'm going to do as a result of a change in dynamic.
Which is what brings me to my original point, which was what I have discovered I really want for you is for you to feel the freedom of being you. And I've been able to get past whatever I think jealousy or issues that might come up for me, and just knowing that if I allow you, and I guess allow is a weird word, but if I encourage you to be open and free, you just really relish that. You just love that. And then you end up being much closer to me. I can feel it.
Yeah.
That you just feel closer and more excited about me. And it's almost like it turns off it turns off the want or need to be with anybody else, because I just know I can.
Yeah.
And I just feel so free that it just doesn't excite me as much, maybe.
Same.
And that might be particular to us.
Maybe.
Because I think maybe others are like, yeah, freedom, I'll take it all day. And then they go do it, and that's great. But I think for me, I just love the idea of you just being as autonomous as you can be, because I've seen your reaction to that, and I can feel your excitement to just be yourself, which you told me once, you know, there's never been a point in my life where someone hasn't been trying to control me.
Yeah.
Dad, boyfriends, husband. Mm-hmm. And it really hit me when you said that, because I'm like, you've really never had a time when someone wasn't trying to tell you what to do in your life. And you've come into this relationship, and I'm not trying to do that. And I've just seen you blossom from that. And so that's what I want for you. I want you to blossom and feel your best. And to the extent that I can remove the idea of a threat of that in my own mind, that's what I want to do. I'm excited about that. I feel like I'm there. Of course, things change in a certain style, and the ups and downs and the different feelings come up, and you work through them. But it is really exciting for me to say, just you be you. And I think that's what, to me, and you tell me if it's true, that's what I feel like you really want the most.
It feels really good when anybody in my life just tells me, be yourself. That is probably the number one thing that someone could tell me that would make me just love them forever. Because I am so people-pleasy, and so it's so healing to me to have somebody tell me that they sincerely want me to just do what I want to do and be who I am. It feels like you trust me, like that you trust that I'm a good person, that I'm not going to do bad things. Mm-hmm. And that's growing up, like with my mom or my parents being super controlling and like just assuming that I was going to be this horrible person. And I just never really understood that. And I was a good kid. I made really good grades. I did all the things. I did all the things. And I just didn't understand that. So to have my partner just trust me to be able to say, go be you, and I want to do that for you too. And I do.
You have, for sure.
Have to.
You've been much more about that than I have, because I think that's what you want, and you believe that's what I want. And it is true to an extent, that's what I want. But I already have that freedom with you. I know I have that.
Yeah.
And I think you're coming around to the fact that you have that. And you're realizing, like, okay, if he's looking at me doing this, is he upset about that? And
oh, that's hard. Yeah. That's really hard.
And I'm normally not very upset.
That's my thing actually excited about it. Playing in groups or even like with a couple, like that's just hard for me still. Like thinking about the other woman, thinking about you, but also wanting to make sure I'm paying attention to the guy I'm with, because it's terrible if you're with somebody and they're not paying attention to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you just don't feel attractive, and it's okay. So yeah, sometimes I just don't know what to do with that. So I'm gonna experiment with different things. And but no, you were saying like, oh, you when we were looking at Field, you were like, I wish I was a woman and I could just be like, no.
Have all the options in the world.
And I said, I was like, I wish I was a man and I could walk down the street by myself, right? And that's what kind of made you think, oh yeah, it really is attractive for you to want to get to be yourself,
mm-hmm.
and own your decisions and say what you want to say and state your desires, that's a really big deal. And it really is. I know so many really assertive women who own their power, and I so admire it. But I think there's probably just as many who are like me, who are just raised to be people pleasers. And it's so hard to get out of that, where you just don't even know like what you want, because you're so trained to automatically look outward to just see what other people are wanting you to want.
Mm-hmm. On the flip side of that, men are trained to keep their person in line or make sure that they don't get too far off the ranch. It's an ingrained societal pressure that we have to make sure your woman isn't too out there. One of the gals that we're going to see today, actually, her ex-husband, the story there is that he would tell her what to wear. Ugh. You can't wear that. You better put a bra under that, which is control. And I'm sure they had lots of other issues around that in their marriage. We haven't heard the whole story, but that's something that we've run across in our vanilla past, that the man has to keep his woman in line, or has to make sure that she doesn't get it, protect her, protecting quotes too. And I think a really good message for this episode is that think about how you might be able to free up your partner a little more. Think about some things that you can encourage them to do that maybe you're a little uncomfortable with, because that is part of the lifestyle, is doing things that are uncomfortable. And we're doing that all the time in the lifestyle. Yeah. But it always works out. It always ends up better because we have this strong foundation, this base that we have, and we come back to each other. And if something's a little icky, we talk about it and we work through it, and it's fine. That's our experience so far, and it's taken a while to get there. It feels like it's been there a lot, but now it's exactly where I am. And and so I don't need to guard you. You're a grown-ass woman and you're a strong person, and I trust your impulses, and I don't trust other guys' impulses, but that's fine. But I trust yours to be able to defend yourself, or so I don't need to do that.
And that took us a while to get to. I think most guys don't make the distinction between all these guys are going after you, therefore you're a slut. Like, it's not, it doesn't matter how many guys hit on me. It matters what I'm going to do about
yes.
it, or what not to. And I have my own decision about that. Just because 5 guys hit on me in a night doesn't mean that I'm gonna be sleeping with 5 guys. There seems
or even
to
one
be
guy.
An equivalency of, because I have a lot of options, means I'm going to take any of those options, mm-hmm. right? And that would, if and trust your partner. Who hits on your partner should not matter. You know who that person is. You know how they're gonna respond. You know that how devoted or committed they are to you, regardless.
I think a message for guys would be that now that I've come around, I've been there in the more like possessive or jealous in my past, not super hardcore, but I have been there and I feel it sometimes. But I now see it as really insecure. I see a guy who's really worried about whether his woman wears a bra or not to be super insecure. And then that's where the control comes in. I have fear, and so I'm going to control this person so that they can't trigger my fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can couch the idea of control or not allowing that person to be themselves, that you're reflecting insecurity. And that's a turnoff, I'm sure, for women, that an insecure guy has got to be pretty gross.
When it's done in that angry, controlling way, yes. But I think, and I've never wanted to appear controlling or angry or jealous, but there's a fine line, and I think we found it, where you want to be able to state your feelings, right? If you're feeling jealous, you want to be able to tell your partner that.
Yeah.
But you want to do it in a way that is not controlling. Mm-hmm. Look, own your feelings, but be sure to say, this is not for you to change your behavior. You are a good person. You are experiencing natural wants, feelings. You're sharing your thoughts. You're experiencing a beautiful connection with someone. There's nothing wrong with that. You are not bad. I am having my little sick to my stomach issues with hot girl. And so that is something I am working toward, but I know you well. I know you're not leaving me. we did this thing, exercise yesterday, where it was like, we're like, oh, if somebody had a gun to your head and was like, okay, I'm going to shoot you in the head if you get this answer wrong, is Aiden going to leave you for hot girl? And I'd be like, of course not. Like, obviously. So I know that in my mind, it's just that sometimes the body feels ick and you just have fear of loss and jealousy or envy or a combination of both.
So, and that's exactly what the lifestyle can work on, is that difference between what your body is telling you and what your mind is telling you. It's, mm-hmm. We've talked about this before, the merging of your intellect in the somatic feeling in your body and the way your body responds.
Because sometimes the body will just respond, even though you can intellectualize it all day. I know you're not leaving me. I know you love me more than anyone else in the world, blah, blah, blah.
You can still get the cortisol
But then you
shot,
still
right?
get your yeah. body, you will still react.
This kind of makes me nervous.
I know. You know, like,
and so I think a lot of what we've experienced in lifestyles, that you start to merge those two and your mind can control what your body's doing and work past it.
And you can acknowledge it with your partner, so you can be,
that's really helpful,
really honest with them about how you're feeling without it being controlling yep. to them
yep.
or critical, like making them bad or they've done something bad, right? Because in the end, this is about connection and fun
and growth
mm-hmm. exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about Smart Guy and Amazon that we're seeing tonight.
Yeah.
So in previous episodes, we've talked about this couple that we both like very much. And we've arranged to go to a concert tonight with them. And you want to give the backstory on this meetup? The conversations we've had to get to the point where we're just going to go and vanilla tonight a little bit.
I think we talked about it on previous episodes. So I think the last update we had on them, we talked about that Amazon had texted me and said, hey, we're totally down with parallel play, and which we were surprised about because we thought that because I wasn't bisexual, we might not be a good fit for them, which is totally fine. And then, yeah, then they came back and surprised us. We were like, oh, that's awesome. And so we ended up on a four-way chat, and then we figured out we were both going to this concert. So we thought, okay, let's maybe get together earlier that day, maybe play, then go to the concert. And so that had been the plan. And
we were setting it up uh-huh. for a play session.
Right. Exactly.
And that was something we were both nervous about. Okay, where's it going to be? What are we going to do?
And then I talked to her on the phone. We talked for an hour and it was really good.
You and Amazon.
And I was like, yes, the woman, exactly. Yeah. So we talked a lot about like our play preferences. And I mean, it sounds like we have a lot in common. Like we like to finish with our own partner, and obviously condoms are a must.
We actually hadn't thought about it at that point. We do like that, but we hadn't thought about that as being, well, that's their rule.
We just, like, because we like that, but nobody else seems to. Really. And so we just thought that's just our weird thing. But then she mentioned it and I was like, oh, that's great. We need to start just leading with that too.
That's actually really hot. You're getting fluffed up by the other person.
Yeah.
And then you switch when you're ready to really make it happen. And that's to me really, really sexy actually.
What's nice about this couple is they've been together not very long, just like we have. I don't know, maybe even less time than we have. We're both new to the lifestyle and new to each other. And so we're both really into each other, like our own partners. And so it's just a slightly different dynamic than a couple that's been married and together for 20 years and you're just really looking to get out there and be crazy. Mm-hmm. We're both still in like new relationship energy with our own partner. And so it's nice to have them at that same phase yeah. too, because I sometimes feel, and I don't know if we've mentioned this on the podcast, but we've talked about how like when we're at lifestyle parties, we're, you know, we'll sometimes be making out with each other and we'll feel like we're like cheating.
We're cheating on the rest of the people there.
Yeah, like
because
not...
we keep clinging on to each other. And I remember thinking that when I was kissing you at that last party, are we outing ourselves as two into each other?
I know, we're supposed to be like hooking up with other people.
Which was not the case. They loved watching it, apparently.
I know,
we ended
did.
Up totally having sex there. But
the time before when we were like making out the other couple.
And then we get back together.
And then in between, you and I would be like, are
we cheating on them?
I feel like we're cheating on them. Yeah, it's so funny.
But which no, is this, just radical.
It is yeah. radical. It's hilarious. And it made it really hot too. But so we were like, all right. And I always get really nervous. These play dates. We've talked about this on the podcast too before. It just feels so awkward. Like you're setting up a date to have sex with people, and so it's they come to our house and then we're standing around and the small talk and like how do you transition from that to you're just like hammering her? I don't know. And it's just all been a mystery to me. Here I'm already getting nervous about this. And even though I really like this couple and I'm attracted to him and all that, but, and I talked to her and I was feeling really comfortable with her and thought she was really funny and just.
Yeah. You guys really connected on that phone call.
We did. And just talked about things we like and don't like. Like, it turns out you guys are both pretty dominant, so that's a good fit. We just got on the same page about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you guys connected and you've discovered we're at the same lifestyle level there.
Right? Yeah.
And that they're really into each other and they really want the best for the other. And she's much more into watching him play than you are in watching me play.
Yeah, yeah. So then we had a little bit confusion about what that means for me. Like, it's not that I don't like watching you. If I'm done.
But it doesn't turn you on.
No, it doesn't turn me on. But if I am with someone else, me looking around to watch you or see what else is going on is going to take me out of the moment. I think it's a little confusing because I think she ended up relaying that to him as like, I get jealous when I watch you with somebody else, which if I'm with somebody else, I'm fine. I'm just not going to pay attention to anybody else in the room than who I'm with. I'm just going to be paying attention to who I'm with. I will get lost in the moment. That's how we'll have the most fun. Like, I can't be splitting my attention or it's just chaotic and I don't have nearly as much fun. It's not that I'm like trying to avert my eyes because I'm going to get so jealous or
sad. You had to tell her that, right?
I need to tell her that.
No, you did, and you explained it to her.
I did, but she didn't take it that way because she ended up telling Smart Guy that like I like couldn't watch and it sounded like it was because of jealousy. It's not. It's just what I told her was that don't be offended if I'm not looking at you guys. I just like to focus on who I'm with. It's distracting for me to be looking around the room, right?
Yeah, she took that as, I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it. That's not at all. Because we've had experiences where I finished because the guy I was with wasn't able to perform. And so we just sat there and watched you and that was fine. I was happy for
you. It just didn't turn you on.
It just doesn't turn. It's not a turn on to me.
Like it does for me to watch you or for him to watch her or for her to watch him.
So I was just like, yay, that's awesome. Like it was more like a cheerleader thing. Go.
Cheerleader.
Yeah. I was like super happy for you and that for her, especially if I knew and liked the woman, I'm like, yeah, you're getting it. Like, I know what you're getting. It's good. But no, it's not a jealousy thing. It's that I just cannot pay attention to that many people in a room and have any pleasure myself.
So you guys had your conversation and then that was really helpful to you and to us to know where they're at.
Yeah.
So again, talking in advance is really helpful about all the things. And she was very open and direct, which was great.
It was
great.
She wasn't
beating around the bush or anything. And then he, just a few days ago, said, hey, can we meet up for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, what does this mean? Is he, because we have this date today. And I was like, there's something going on if he wants to have dinner with me alone. He wants to communicate something, right?
Yeah, we figured maybe they've changed their minds or whatever, which is totally fine.
Yeah, it would have been fun.
I mean, they kind of did.
They said, let's just do this organically and we'll go to the concert and see what happens. And we like that a lot better.
I was so relieved.
We don't have this pressure of, okay, come over here and then we're going to go upstairs.
I hate that.
It's not as much fun, I think, as organic. But you never know what's going to happen with organic. Well, so it's less certain, right?
I could work out with a scheduled play date eventually. It's just that I feel like
right now
the only experiences I've had were just these ones that were scheduled. So I maybe am biased against the scheduled thing. Maybe that would really work out in a different situation. But no, I'm excited because now there's no pressure. Like, we know we like to hang out with them. Like, if just vanilla couple, we'd love to hang out with them.
Yeah, they're great.
They're so fun. Yeah. So we're going to go to this concert. We're going to have a great time. My guess is we're going to be hot and sweaty and gross and nothing is going to happen of the kind afterwards. But if I honestly don't care, like I really am very neutral on lifestyle. Like it's fun and interesting and but it really only is interesting to the extent that it's like a really good experience for me and that it is good for us. If it's not going to be a good experience for me, I'm not just playing with anybody. So I don't care if I play once a year. And then if it's going to cause problems with us, then it's a no. Because I just don't care about anything else more than us. And
same way.
So this couple, we like them as people a lot. They're really fun. And if we just make some good friends out of it and continue to hang out with them and we don't hook up with them ever or it's another 6 months or I don't care. I'm so happy.
Yeah, like, I feel the exact same way.
It's fun and flirty and we've kissed them at parties and that was fun. And yeah, we're prepping for that. You came over. Do you want to tell them? After our last episode was on the sexual health stuff, mm-hmm. we should probably own up
mm-hmm.
to our prep.
Yeah, so our prep is, I took a couple of Cialis, which is low dose, but I think that's good to get there and have the backup. And
I took my Cialis today, too.
Yeah. Ladies, if you haven't looked into it, that's something to look at. Low dose Cialis for women. And then, I took PT-141, which is bromelanotide.
Bromelanotide. Ladies, it is Vileci. It is the brand name. But bromelanotide is the compounded form. That's the cheaper, just generic that you could get. And it's very helpful. Libido enhancer. Yes, libido enhancer. It's more mental. So we both did our PT-141 injections.
Yeah. Little bitty. This is my second time to do it, and we're going to see how it works out. So apparently for men, it just makes you super hard and super sensitive. And for women,
makes me super sensitive. So the way I described it to you this morning, you were asking me, like, it doesn't make me, like, running around like a feral animal. Horny, I don't even notice that I'm on it until somebody touches me down there. And then I'm like, oh, that's way more sensitive than it usually is.
Which we said in a previous podcast, I was able to touch you down there and see if you were on it or not.
Yeah.
Just by your reaction.
I will jump out of my skin, basically. I'm like, what?
You took a shot, didn't you? No. Yes, you did. Check again. Totally confirmed.
100%.
So it's a super interesting compound. And
it is.
If ladies prescribed for libido,
it's specific. Libido. It's the only one that is specific for women's libido, I think. But it happens to work for men as well. Men are also getting on the bandwagon.
Yes, it's working great from what I hear from friends. And
yeah,
we'll find out tonight, maybe.
And then, of course, we've done all of our hormones and testosterone injections and all that other stuff. Yeah. That's just basic, whether we're in the lifestyle or not.
So listen to our podcast on health, and it'll explain all of these compounds and what they can do for you. And we're just using it to prep just in case. And we know we're going to be getting some tonight because we're going to be with each other.
With each other.
In the end. So that's exciting for me. So, so we've got this plan to meet up with them in a few hours.
Yep.
And we're just going to go down to the concert and have fun and see where it takes us. And we've got a bunch of our lifestyle group that's going to meet us there too.
I know.
So that'll be interesting.
Oh, it's going to be you guys. This is probably a lot of people are in the same situation we are. So this town where we live, I have grown up here. So I know so many people. We have kids who are going to this concert. We have friends all over the place going to this concert, like vanilla friends. And so I already told them Amazon and Smart Guy on the chat. Didn't I tell them already?
Yeah, they're going to be with some vanillas. Will be vanillas and kids that we know.
Vanillas and kids. They're not the kind of couple they're not aggressive. He's not going to be like grabbing my pussy in the middle of the car. He's not that kind of
guy. Or even just making out. That could out us there.
Yes.
Because if we're making out.
Oh gosh, how did we?
Well, I'm thinking about like the backstory from.
Oh, okay.
From them, like talked about not with each other's.
And my daughter walks up with her friends. That could be a very awkward conversation.
That would be an out right there for sure.
Yeah, that's a hard pass. Just because we're just not there yet. We're pretty new to this, and you just don't know how people are going to react. And it's just, we've heard horror stories. We've also heard a lot of great stuff. I think eventually it would be, in a perfect world, both of us would love to be completely out and open. We really value authenticity. But we're not there yet, mainly because of the kids.
What do you think Watch Out does in terms of authenticity? We talked a little bit about it earlier, but what do you think that actually is? How does it help us become more authentic?
You can actually admit to being attracted to other people, which I feel like very few people in the world can say that they've never been attracted to anyone else, that they've only been attracted to one person their entire lives. It just seems to be this sort of lie we're telling each other that's baked into monogamy
or they just ignore it. Don't talk about it.
But then you start ignoring other things, and if you can sweep that under the rug, then what else are you sweeping under the rug? And then you have this stilted relationship that's supposed to be your closest relationship in the world, your primary partner, and you're in little boxes of the topics that are okay to discuss because you don't want to trigger your partner. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you get comfortable with something as wild as your partner fucking somebody else in front of you, there's nothing you can't talk about. I'm sorry.
That's
like,
so true. And it really forces those conversations because you have to talk about the things that you feel, because if you didn't, if I watched you get down with a guy and I was not going to tell you how I felt about that and hold it in.
Oh, it does not work.
It doesn't work.
y'all have seen me, like, I try to hold stuff in. I'm like, no, it's, my feelings are not valid, or if I tell him this, it's going to make him feel like he has to change his behavior, or something.
Yeah,
and
I
want to
hear it. I want to hear every.
Well, you can just tell.
Impression. Yeah, I can't.
We are. This is the thing. You get so close when you. It's built on itself, because the more you do this, the closer you get. The closer you get, the more in tune you are with your partner. So it's to where now, even if I try to lie to him, or lie, it's mostly by omission. I'm not or all by omission. I'm not ever lying to you, like. Straight, although
maybe you're not telling me the whole story.
Although I want, yeah, it's mostly by omission. Although I'll tell a story in a second, which is really funny that I heard on a podcast. Like, you can tell there's any little disturbance in the force. Mm-hmm. Like even just yesterday, it's so stupid. We were hanging out, and I was just feeling really irritable yesterday, and I mentioned it, and you were like, yeah, I did notice, and it was like very subtle. Mm-hmm. But I think it's because I'm about to start my period, and whatever. It is what it is.
You're trying to gloss over it, though. You're trying to ignore that you're feeling irritable, and you finally told me. You said, I'm feeling really irritable today. I'm like, I did notice something different about you a little bit. And you're really good at hiding that.
Yeah.
But I still knew.
And I'm so glad I brought it up, because y'all, the danger, if you don't own that kind of stuff, those little things, is that your partner's over there going, is she mad at me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Exactly.
That did cross my mind.
And so I was like, oh God. And I don't know what was going on with me yesterday. I feel a little better today, but I was like irritated and just annoyed. And I was being such a, like, in my mind, like, I'm always outwardly like smiley and happy. Like, I know how to mask, but like in my mind and in my body, I felt like such a Karen all day yesterday. I was just like, everything.
And you weren't at all.
Everything was annoying.
Zero Karen-ish.
And I was like, what the hell? What is happening? And so, but just to be able to say that to you, like, I don't feel like I would have been able to say that to previous partners, because I have felt very much in the past where maybe my high school boyfriend, I definitely could have told him that. But other ones, like, I feel like I've been so trained that, like, men only like women who are happy all the time, smiling all the time, smile, and supportive, generous with their time, people-pleasing. And we get called bitches if we're ever, like, in a bad mood or angry, even if it's justifiable anger. Or irritation, right? So I've just, like, my training is to exist in a very narrow band of human emotions and not to go into, like, anger, irritation, like, even sadness, right? Because then, you know, you're bitchy or you're crazy or you're dramatic or whatever, right? So you don't ever want to be that as a woman. And
yeah, I want it all.
It's amazing, and I'm just so grateful for it. Not that I want to be bitchy or crazy or out of my mind, but I do want to experience and be able to express the full range of natural human emotions that come with living a normal human life. Life isn't perfect all the time.
That's authenticity. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly.
That is authenticity.
Okay, so can I tell this story?
Sure.
Okay, so I was listening to this podcast, and I think it was Naughty Gym. So they had this British, like, nutritionist guy on. And he was really went deep about his life. He's in the lifestyle. And he's got three girlfriends or something, one main one, or maybe two, I can't remember. And he has a jealousy kink. And I was like, this is so interesting. I'm going to listen to this. And so his girlfriend will do shit. She's monogamous, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he is not. But he has this jealousy kink. So he's always trying to get her to tell him when she thinks guys are cute or whatever. So what she started doing is, like, fucking with him. Like, she's, I think, a masseuse or something. And so the first time she did it, she came home from work and was like, so I massaged this couple today, babe, and I just have to admit this to you. Like, things just really got out of hand, and he started getting hard, and then I said, oh my gosh. And then we ended up all just having sex, whatever, and he was just getting furious, super jealous, but also really turned on, like, super. And she was, like, really detailed about it, so he was like, and was, like, super convincing, and he was like, really, are you kidding me? And she was like, yes, I'm so sorry, I couldn't hold it in, I had to tell you, I had to admit what I did, and
if you
need to take a break from me, it's okay, whatever. And they, like, had all this great sex, and then afterwards she was like, yeah, that was not true at all. he was like, god damn it, are you serious? It was like, that was so hot. And they were just laughing so
Wouldn't it be great if that turned every guy on, that you could just make them jealous and it would just make them happier to be with you?
I would.
Maybe a little angry, but really turned on.
I was dying laughing. And then he's like, okay, we need to come up with a safe word, which means you're really telling me the truth. So if you do this again and I ask you and you say, I can't remember what it was like, macchiato or something. I don't know. Then that's like, you are really telling me the truth. So some months go by or whatever.
She does again, but uses macchiato and it's a lie.
And that is exactly what happened. She totally mocked. She's like, macchiato, I swear it is really true. I'm so sorry, baby. I'm so sorry. I just couldn't help myself. I'm just such a slow. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. If you need to break up with me, if you need a break or whatever. And then, yeah, later on, she's like, yeah, that was a total lie. Because she's monogamous. She's not doing anything.
That's funny.
And it's so funny. But he still falls for it every time. Wants to. Oh, and then the next time. Then the next time, she admitted it was a lie too early. Because she thought he was getting way too upset about it. And he got mad at her because he was loving it. And the Naughty Gym people were so funny. Scott and April, they were like, this is so fantastic. They all know each other so well on this level of kink, like of what turns you on, that she knows you that well to be able to play your strings like that and get you so turned on. And well, then to just orchestrate that for you and to take the time to think out these fake scenarios that took quote unquote happened.
That's interesting because you have a little cheating kink.
This is why I listened to it. I was like, this is interesting. Is jealousy kink the same as
So what's the cheating kink like versus that one?
So I don't know. So I think the cheating kink for me is like just as it came as a result of being in a super controlling household growing up and a controlling marriage where I want to sneak around and do what I want to do and have this little secret to myself. Mm-hmm. That nobody knows about, that I went haha and I did my thing and like, mm-hmm. you don't know about it, mm-hmm. like this thing, or which is so silly and it doesn't really work in our relationship obviously because we tell each other everything.
Yeah, no, I'm all for it.
Yeah, so okay, whatever. So yeah, and so I think
we could always play a role though. And I'm really angry about this cheating you've been doing.
That would kind of work. Such a slut. We could. And that is my fantasy, right? Uh-huh. Is admitting cheating to you and have you spank me and fuck me in the ass. Yeah. So anyway, that is...
Y'all are getting the real story here.
That is my number one go-to masturbation fantasy. It's so embarrassing. It's just the same one every single time, and it's with you. I don't fantasize about other people ever. I try. We've talked about this, mm-hmm. and you didn't believe it for a while. You were like, that can't be true. But I'll try to fantasize about other people or use porn or whatever. It doesn't work. And then I get impatient because I want to come. And so I just go back to my fantasies that work, which are you.
That you got caught cheating by me and that gets you off.
And I have to admit it to you and I'll tell you about it and then you punish me.
And like I said, we can totally make that happen. We can totally make, we have plenty of takers who you could quote cheat with.
I'm getting turned on right now.
Yeah. I could bust in the door and go, what are you doing? What's happening here?
Yep.
I'm so sorry, sir. No, you're fine. What are you doing? Keep doing what you're doing, but I'm really angry. And here's a paddle. I need to spank you.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Stop. Oh, my God.
So that is in our future. I'm going to set that up somehow.
Oh, I know. It's so funny. It's so weird, but we all have things that turn us on that you're just like, I don't know why.
Yeah, and it's programmed in your early life, right? Because the idea of you getting away with something when you were being told what to do, but your natural inclination is to seek freedom.
Exactly.
And so you're out there seeking freedom by doing these, you know, dirty things you're not going to tell anyone else about. And I suspect that a lot of people are like that. I was like that to a point because I am also very free-spirited. And when I was very controlled in my marriage, that would definitely have been a turn-on for me. Like the idea of, now there's also the duplicity of it. And the real cheating is so damaging.
Terrible.
But I think a lot of us have the idea like, wow, what if I could just go do that and get away with it? Or a lot of people do cheat and that's what they're in it for. Is mm-hmm. the forbidden, is the titillating aspect of being with someone new and coming home and, okay, here's your dinner on the table, honey.
Yeah.
And far too many people experience that in a negative sense.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you could open your relationship up and say, hey, this is okay with me and let's make that happen for you, which is just fascinating. That would make you closer.
Yeah.
That to me is like another big irony of the lifestyle is that you give someone all the freedom and you can make it work within your relationship. That freedom is actually what brings you closer together.
Yeah.
The control pushes you apart.
Yeah.
And freedom versus control, that's what this is about. That's what relationships are really about in terms of being successful, I think.
Very much.
So today we're going to the concert. We're going to meet them in a few hours and just vanilla play around and hang out and see our friends. And then at the end of the night, we're going to beg off a little early and probably go back to their place and see if anything happens. And there's no expectations. I think all of us are like anti-expectation because that kind of takes the sexiness out of it.
Now, you know what? I just realized that like the fact that we can't basically make out with them in public at this thing because of the vanilla thing is making it hotter for me. it's the not supposed to.
Uh-huh.
Damn it.
Oh, maybe you, what is wrong maybe with you me? Sneak a kiss in.
That would be hot. Uh-huh. See, I'm just thinking about that right now. If we had a blanket, we could put, or like something, or like we could sneak something. Mm-hmm. That is hot to me. Yeah. What is wrong with
that's
me?
That's probably going to happen.
What is wrong with me? No, I don't think it will.
What's right with you?
No, because I think he's super respectful, and I think we've said the thing, and I don't think, and I'm not going to, I'm not going to initiate.
You have kissed him and had fingers in you right in front of her. I don't think she cares.
Oh, I know, but
I don't think he cares.
I've already said my kids and my friends are going to be around, so I don't think he's going to initiate.
But we'll have some time alone.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay, so maybe we'll report on this at the end of the night in this
episode. That's a good idea.
So we'll do a recording tonight after we're done with everything.
Okay. I like
that. That'll be fun. All right. Wish us luck.
Yay.
We'll see you soon.
Okay. Wow.
Wow. It was a night, but not for the reasons you might think.
It was so fun. Oh my gosh. We had an amazing time. We did not run into any vanilla friends or kids, which is beautiful. But we just had so much fun with this couple. I've never laughed so hard. We just really got along.
You know what? I think we've misnamed this couple.
I agree.
They should be Superman and Wonder Woman, and the other couple should be other people.
You know what? Yes, you're right.
That's the mantle.
Passing the mantle.
Pass the mantle to Superman, because they're awesome, and just great people, great vibe.
Yes.
We really vibed together, and we were just vanilla the whole night, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, totally.
No kissing or anything. Even at the end, we didn't kiss him, which I was surprised by that.
I never kissed him at all, which is fine. I was so disgusting by the end of the night.
You weren't. You look beautiful.
Oh, you're so sweet. But it was just a hot and sweaty concert environment. And I don't like staying out late anyway, so it hits 10 o'clock and I'm ready to go to bed.
You're really funny because we're walking back to the car. Yeah. I was like, do you want to go play? And you're like, I'm not sure you're getting laid. And I'm like, damn it.
Like, I was like, I don't think But it was still really fun.
So they were lovely. I'm definitely turned on by her. She's hot. And I think it's because I've gotten to know her. And
that's
I'm like,
awesome.
Okay, I'm like ready for this. She's great.
Isn't she awesome?
Super sexy and just fun and funny. She has a great sense of humor. And he's awesome. He's just a great guy. I trust him. We're buddies. We've made fast friends out of these people. And that doesn't happen in vanilla world. I don't know how quickly. It's just because you're just who you are.
Yeah.
And I think in our various gatherings we go to and business functions or someone's home where they're having dinner or whatever, those are great. But I think if they're a stranger, you're just not going to get to know them.
Yeah.
And maybe just not as fast. I really appreciate that about the lifestyle, because even though we didn't play with them at all tonight, kiss or anything, we just had a great time. We were just friends hanging out.
Yeah.
And we're all open-minded, right? So I think that's a key underlying theme, is that everyone in the lifestyle, you have to be open-minded to really get anything out of it and to enjoy it.
Yeah.
We did run into another couple, and they were great, but...
Was that the same couple they were with last night that was there was some drama?
Yeah, they hung out last night, and they said there was some drama, and they bailed. They were like, we don't do drama. And we don't either. We would not stick around for someone else's couple drama, which they were having, apparently. And there was alcohol involved, and I'm sure they were fine. And they were fine tonight.
Totally.
And they're great people, too, but I think they were right. They told us the story as soon as they started getting into it. They're like, yeah, we're going. Bye. And they're like, wait, what are you leaving? They're like, yeah, we're going. So that's a good move. I just really enjoyed it. And
I feel like I had such a great time with you, and I hung out with her and like a lot. I feel like I didn't
really talk to her a lot.
I talked to her a lot. I feel like I didn't spend any time with him whatsoever. I hope that he thinks I'm still attracted to him.
I think they both know.
Okay, good. Yeah. I feel like because it was the start of it, was that he and I had a connection. So I don't know if we're both. I don't know. Like I just.
He's definitely into you if you're asking that.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I mean, for sure. I think it was just it was a very vanilla situation.
It was a vanilla situation.
It's
hard in these group things because if I'm with you and there's another guy, I'm like, I'm always going to pick you to pay attention to. It's like it takes effort to pay attention to another guy.
Yeah,
honestly.
And we just weren't in that mode tonight, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
It was just a double date, basically.
Yeah, it really was.
And it was fun. And they were really close. They have a really solid relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And they're at the same level of getting... Actually, we've
I told her that, too.
What did you tell her?
that there are so many things that we love about hanging out with them, but one of which is that we're very in similar stages of being in the lifestyle, mm-hmm. like newness of it. And then our individual relationships are very much in the same stage, that we're both in that new relationship energy with each other. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like awkward. Like it's not like one of us is, we've been married 20 years and we're all over the other couple trying to fix the marriage. Right. Yeah. She's, oh my God, her eyes got big. Like that's happened to them. And I was like, that's happened. Right.
The other thing I was going to say is that the theme here is that they have a solid connection, and that's really attractive to us.
Yes.
And we've seen that with other couples. They're like, you guys are solid, and that makes you great, and that makes you really more easily approached, more easy to work with, because you have a solid relationship. You're not going anywhere.
No.
And you have the right mindset for play, which is everything else is just cherry on top.
I'm not trying to take your man.
Yeah. And yeah, exactly.
I think your man's hot.
Right.
Hey, Superman.
Superman.
Like, you're really hot. I was watching that app.
You get down with that.
I get down with that.
Yeah, he's super buff, like you like. And
He's
a cool dude.
He's a cool dude. That could come in lots of packages. You're my ideal package.
Oh, love that. Mm. So yeah, solid couple for sure. Is attractive to us.
No drama. Lots of laughter. Mm-hmm. We have very similar senses of humor. Very much could be ourselves.
So I think for people listening, I think the message here is that you'll find that couple. It takes a long time. And I think we've had several that we really vibe with, four-way, good connection, and friends first for us. Because you could have the structured play thing. Like when we were talking earlier about she wanted it to be more organic, that was perfect for us.
I agree.
Because the whole structured thing is, you can get it done and it's great and you can have a lot of fun with that. But it's just so much more quality. And we're dating, basically. Dating other people. And we don't just jump into bed with anybody.
And I loved it because we were so ourselves. And I was done. And I was just like, hey, we got to our car. And I was like, yeah, I'm done. They were like, we're going out. We want to go to this other place. And I was like, I am so done for the evening. And we're just laughing. So they'll get to know us. And she even said to you, we need to have just like more of a date. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah. So we confirmed that in text that we're going to have just a four-way date together in a similar situation. So that's the structured part, is just let's meet together, just the four of us, and
stay in,
and we'll stay in and have a great time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
I think that'll be super fun. And the better we get to know people, like I feel like the better experience is going to be. Like she and I really bonded, and like she respects me and I respect her, and I feel like have a good.
And they got to see us together and our connection and our energy, which is really helpful again on the solid couple thing.
That's where the real love story is actually here, you guys. Mm-hmm. This is actually between you and Superman. Y'all are so cute. Y'all have such a bromance.
I mean, the bromance going on.
The bromance is so strong.
Yeah, we're buddies, so it's great.
It's so cute. No, seriously, we would just watch you guys. We were like, oh my God, those two. They were so cute, nerded out on the music and everything. It was so
cute. We were nerding out. We saw a great electronic show, and that's my bag, so it's really fun to watch that. So I think, message here is there's couples out there you can really become great friends with, and now it's just like the sex would just be natural.
Yes.
No
100%. It would be so
hot.
Fun. If they came over right now, that would be great. And I'm all clean. I'm in my
Tell them if you want to go somewhere. Is that an option?
Tell them to come over. I'm done.
Seriously?
Yeah, of course. If they're clean.
They're clean by now. They were showering.
Oh, he better be.
Oh, shit. We may have more recording to give you.
if they want
to
come over.
I want to see how tired we are. I'm pretty exhausted. All right. I think we should do our thing now and then see if we want them here after.
Okay. They're staying up late. Like, I think they'd rather be here than without.
They probably would.
Don't you think?
They definitely want to be here.
Anybody
would. If it's an open invitation.
I mean,
I'm down.
Let me check the find by all my children. You guys, this is the real deal that you're getting right now. Let's see. Where are they? Okay, so now, one daughter is with her dad. All right. We are safe.
We are safe.
Oh, we are so safe to be naughty tonight.
All right.
You going to text him?
Yep.
You guys are, you're coming to you live from Hookup Central.
Totally hard now.
Oh, he's done. Oh my God.
All right. Until next time. Maybe we'll have another report for you at the end of this.
Okay.
Probably not.
Okay. So we're very enthusiastic, but we ended up just fucking each other. It was wonderful.
Yeah. We couldn't help ourselves. And so
we could not.
So the funny thing is, before we started having sex, we messaged them and said, what'd you guys decide to do? And we didn't hear from them. They hadn't read the message. So we're like, okay, they're showering and they're banging is what's going on.
100%.
And then we got into it and we did it. And then and we had great sex. Got back insane. In the message. And he's, hey, y'all should stick around next time. He said, but they showered and they lost motivation and then they had sex. And we're saying, that's exactly what we did. But we were going to call you over. And then we just got tired.
Next time we come to our place.
Yes. Yes. He had a bachelor pad, which wasn't probably, it was fine. He had a mattress. It would have worked.
No, like, we got a bidet. Yeah. I'm sorry, ladies.
You like your creature comforts.
I know. So would she.
Yeah.
She... I think she would be very happy with them.
Yes. Bidets are cool.
Bidets rule. Oh, my gosh.
So that's our story.
That's our stir for the... Nah, so now we're just going to bed. Sorry. It wasn't more exciting. It was very exciting for us.
It was very exciting.
It was really fun because we'd taken all our things, and so it was really sensitive.
Yes.
That PT-141.
The PT-141 is... the bomb.
It's the bomb.
So,
and it'll last in tomorrow. So if we wake up and
we're
at it again, we'll still have some fun effects. So that'll be really nice. And the great thing about all this is we don't drink. So we're just going to wake up tomorrow and be happy.
Yep. No hangovers for us.
No hangovers.
So yay. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Talk to you next time.